The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Hello, regulars.
No, you're right.
Regular folks, you're there.
Number
I'm here.
One, you have the right to free speech.
We're all in our own spot. You know, we always want to be in someone else's spot.
You're not dumb enough to actually try it.
But you know what? There's no good spot. I don't know, actually, because I've never been in all the spots. I've only been in my spot. But much like you, I've been in my spot, or your spot. Your spot is my... You get it. Reality is a perception, right? We're all in our own reality. My perception is that... God damn it. We're always trying to talk to each other, right? If we talk to each other, we find what we like or know in common, right? Well, you're back with me in my reality, guys. Here it is, regular episodes for the regular fucking people. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with us. This week, what do I got to do? Well, I just finished our vestibule. Vestibule. You guys know the word? Vesta? Where is the origin of vestibule? Interesting. Let's try it. Let's see if Google's got it. Let's see. Ready? Vestibule.
Here's the definition of vestibule. An antechamber, hall, or lobby next to the outer door of a building.
That makes sense, dudes. That's what I've been doing my week, man. I got our vestibule up to shape, all right? The house we bought's got a great floor. Look, a lot of people don't like dated shit, and I get it. It's dated, you know what I mean? But I don't understand throwing away good shit. And we got like this tile river. It's like rocky vestibule, you know what I mean? And the tile on the floor, I'm stoked on, you know what I mean? But the walls are paneling, wood paneling. I'm talking... LNC Homes, that's for the inside. People fucking trailer park paneling on the walls, right? Now, I ripped out the paneling throughout the rest of the basement because it looks dated. And I feel guilty about that because you know what? It was working. It was working. But if I have to sell the house, they're going to want drywall. What kind of wall is better than dry? You know, you don't want wet wall. Or panel wall. But I figured it's good in the vestibule. That's what I've been working on this week, guys. My girl's been out of town. I've been fucking booking it on home improvements. So I tricked it out. It looks good now, guys. It looks good. I apologize. That's what I've been busy with. Along with the van debacle. Oh, my God. You know, I'm upgrading van right now. I'm up vanning. Now, I love, as you know, Chrysler Dodge Caravans. And I was not raised on the Chrysler Dodge label, but they have the stow-and-go seatings. Now, they share it with the Nazis, the VWs. They have the stow-and-go in the back seats. And the mid-row on the Nazi version does not fold down because the Nazis like, la luxurious. Mm-hmm. So they want big seats in the middle row. But I got a new Chrysler. I'm on a Dodge before that. And the Caravan has been pulling my hair out, guys. I'm telling you, I just got... This town and country. I don't want to burn the fuse, but you know, the state of Pennsylvania has inspection laws. And if your van runs perfect, which mine does, But the check engine light comes on, which mine does. For an, what do they call it? I want to call it a fuel evap system, most likely cure gas cap. My gas cap is bad, according to the computer. Right? Because of this, I can't get the thing through inspection. I have a car that I've spent half a 10K on. Can't drive it. Not according to PA. It runs perfect, yes. Silent, smooth, beautiful. But because the poor people tax, sorry, bro. You got to spend some money. You got to spend some money and stimulate the economy. Oh, boy. So that's been my headache for last week, and I apologize. I wanted to get out. I wanted to get this pod out sooner. But I've been down there with wrenches trying to fix the van so that I can live legally. You don't want to ride dirty because that's yet another poor people tax. That's right. All kinds of things the state required to drive on the roads, and I get it. You know, you don't want people who aren't rich driving on the roads. Sorry, that was my axe I was grinding. Today, wonderful episode, 884 BC. I mean, I'm telling you, humble folks in the house, thanks be to the Lord, as our outro song will embody. Episode 884, great guests, Lorenzo De Silvio. Is he quite a regular? No. I mean, he's a regular guy. I'll give him that. He's out there grinding with you. He's out there grinding with you. And that's what we're talking about, guys. We're here together. Everybody out there right now, Liver King, not Liver King. Who else is selling the fucking the dream? You know what I mean? You got the a lot of dream sellers out there saying you can be the rich, you can be the famous, and that'll fix your fucking problems. It won't. All right? And that's going to get us to a thing. Regardless, Lorenzo De Silvio, Zevon Vasquez, and Blake Scala, all regular guys, all on the pod, all on the grind. You know what I mean? Today's episode, the name, ba-dum-bum, Funny Farm. That's right. Funny Farm, brought to you by BetterHelp. Why BetterHelp? Well, they think they're better. Isn't that funny? If you're gonna tell people they need help, you can be like, look, ours is better though, right? You want to go to a psychiatrist? Yeah. Want to go to a therapist? You better do it on the computer, right? You got to go to BetterHelp. BetterHelp is on the phone, baby. And what's better for you than your phone? I mean, if you can't spend time looking at your phone, I'm talking about Instagram, I'm talking about Facebook, I'm talking about all the phone love. These people have figured out how to tap into the mentally ill. If you're staring at the phone all the time, there's another way to stare at it, and it's BetterHelp, baby. Call them up. Why leave your house? You shut in, it's BetterHelp. No, but for real, guys, look, I need to go to a therapist, evidently. I've been told, you know. My wife gives counseling, and she says that everyone deserves counseling, and that's basically what people who do stuff do, you know? If you're a mechanic, you say you keep your car up. If you're a home improvement contractor like myself, you say, hey, why not rewire that, you know? And if you want more help, BetterHelp, go to betterhelp.com. Was that a terrible plug? I feel like I plugged it. I plugged it up. All right, guys. Today's episode is actually pretty entertaining. I'm not going to lie to you. We have the former instructor of the Carnegie Mellon Improv class and troop. I'm talking like top cred, dude. If you're going to Carnegie Mellon, you've probably heard of it. Big school, smart folks. And this son of a bitch, he taught their class. I'm talking about Zevon Vasquez, baby. Oh, he was too good for it. You'll hear. You'll figure it out. It's on the pod. And Lorenzo Da Silva. I'm talking about an advanced degree in psychology. And Blake Scala, the bull. I mean, an investment connoisseur, if you will. Today's episode, 884 BC. Funny Farm. Coming at you now.
Oh, and then I thought of chicken, and I got really excited.
Why'd you think of chicken?
Ch. The ch noise.
I see.
What are you implying, Lorenzo?
More of a confusion based. But no, you've caught me. You finally, you've brought me down, yep. Douglas.
For the listeners, he wanted black.
For those not watching the episode, which is everyone. What the hell were we talking? Oh, the Jesus song.
That's not have an introduction? Do you? Oh, no, you have one, but it's like pre.
Yeah, we'll figure this out whenever we figure it out.
I always thought you did that. I always thought that you did that at right the beginning. Like,
you see, that would be insane, first of all, that I could read it or memorize it like that. But
make us sit here for 17 minutes while Douglas rants about the election.
I just talk myself.
Everyone shut the fuck up. I've got something to say. I got to get it clean, all right?
Oh, geez. That's me.
Uh-oh.
It's this thing. This is because this is the finest.
So you can't make any hard points on this podcast. If
no,
you hit
we're,
the
we're
table.
Not much of an Alex Jones type. We're never going to get him. You know what I mean?
Damn
I
it.
Gave up. If he comes in, I'll buy a new little amplifier, but Bob. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be? Because somebody told me $1 billion is what they're taking from him. Is that right?
I think so. Something around there.
Something close. To that.
This is all right. Right. Yep. Okay. So somebody, and I should look this up, and I should have done it before the podcast, but I guess they were saying that there's like a cap because he lives in Texas or something like that. You know what I mean? So, but the lawsuit itself didn't happen in Texas, or did it? I can't remember.
Well, so Sandy Hook is in Connecticut.
Okay. And is that where the trial took place for him getting sued by the parents? I would assume they would want
it would make the most sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
They would have the most sympathetic jury, obviously.
I mean, it should be the whole nation should be a sympathetic jury.
Okay.
You hate to go to the city where they're like, man, we don't know.
Your controversial take on supporting the parents of fallen children.
Yeah. Yeah, this is...
You do that in Phoenix.
Whoa, yeah. Hey, you're in Milwaukee, all right? We don't walk that way.
We don't
way.
Fuck with kids around here.
I only said walk that way because Milwaukee has the word walk in it.
That's pretty cute
of
you.
I needed to have a verb to use.
Milwaukee that way?
We don't Milwaukee that way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I like you.
You ever been to Milwaukee?
No.
Anybody been to Milwaukee but me?
No.
I don't even know where fucking Milwaukee is. That sounds like it's in Canada.
It's like Wisconsin, close? Chicago. Close? It's close, yeah. It's north of Chicago, like an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. Great city, dude. Like that area, honestly, is tempting to move to for comedy because you can go Chicago, Milwaukee, and then over to Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is the Twin Cities, the
true,
same
true.
City. Mm-hmm. And Midwest loves comedy. However,
not getting booked
winter
in three
cities
at once. That's
yeah.
the dream.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Although, yeah, you don't see a lot of prolific things coming out of those places either, though. That's the problem.
Well, whenever like people are like, oh, it all comes out of New York and LA, that's because all the people from everywhere else just go there.
That's yeah. true. Yeah, yeah. So it is yeah. kind of a circular reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that's the thing about. I feel like Pittsburgh stand-up is at this cusp, and you guys can tell me if I'm completely off, but I think we're at this cusp where it's like, if people just shut the fuck up and like didn't move as quickly as they possibly could,
yeah.
it could be a really good scene. And I think it's like approaching that, but the problem is that all the talented people who have that idea are like, or I could like go to New York where the infrastructure's already there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing is the infrastructure because like
that's what yeah. That's
if
what
you want to make content, which is what you have to do,
uh-huh.
if you're gonna
mm-hmm.
get your name out there. We were talking earlier because we might go play. I might go play football with Joey Person. He might do some stuff for it. Regardless, the point being is we need businessmen who fucking own a bunch of equipment and are willing to capitalize on us, because you can't depend on comics to be like,
no, not at all.
Yeah,
not even a little bit.
Yeah, right.
There needs to be a guy whose only job is to move electronics from place to place.
Right.
That's literally it. Which those people exist.
The Bottle Rocket guy is trying to do that kind
of. Yeah. No, I think Bottle Rocket is a really good step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's the type of business
if they ever fucking booked me ever.
They'll book you.
Will they?
I think they will.
Maybe they're saving me.
That's what it is.
For when Patton Oswalt is in town.
Do they not have the open mic anymore? Didn't they have an open mic
one? No, they still got the open stage.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like once every other week, isn't it? Something like that.
I think they moved it down to once a month.
Yeah, it's once a month.
Which is not, I can't
it
wait.
It did it last time and it was fine.
It's this thing.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, for something to be once a month, it's just, that's too infrequent.
I think he's making good money up there. I don't know if he is or isn't, but it appears from the layman to be somewhat of a success.
Yes, the overall thing is doing very well, and I'm actually super happy that it's... I'm just... Me, in particular, I'm just a little salty. That's all there is to that.
You just want
to
get booked.
That's literally it.
Mainly that's it.
That's literally all it is.
The only problem is the fucking 25 cop cars out front.
Yeah, that is the one thing that I'm not super stoked on, is that it's literally the parking lot for... Like, what you would think would
for
be
the
their
Allentown
parking...
police.
Yeah.
It's literally them.
You would think it would be the parking lot for the bar, but no, it's for the police, and it's just... It is fucking squatted up, dude.
That does affect the hang.
Yeah, it does.
You can't go outside and just, like, smoke up and...
No, it definitely does. It definitely does. And there's, like, a whole... crowd of people that aren't going to make that their home base because of that, I would think.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah. It, like, they'll do gigs there, but maybe that's all it's good for. You know,
that's a good. I mean, it seems like it's trying to do this. Like, I think it's literally in the name. Like, it's like a social hall, so you can see stand up, you can see sketch, you can see improv. Somewhat.
I think it might have been a social hall before.
Well, yeah, it's exactly. It's like almost like one of those Norwegian log houses.
Yes, exactly.
Where everyone gets together and.
Have you ever seen an act up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who'd you go see?
Martin Urbano? Martin Urbano?
You mean Blake Scala?
I saw Blake. Oh, sorry. By his hack headliner. His fucking... What did you... Did you like him, Blake?
He was pretty good, yeah.
I liked him.
Was that the guy who had the genius... he had some sort of genius internet thing that he'd done.
Apology tour?
Yes, the apology... Yes. He faked being canceled to get attention. So, like, all of his videos will be, like, titled something like, you know, what do you want to call it? Just canceled comedian, something rather, blah, blah, blahs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then here he is touring the country. So, I don't know.
Well, he was, like, an established comic.
Was he?
Yeah, he did writing for Jimmy Kimmel. So, yeah, he did, like, stand-up for, like, 10-ish years, started writing... And then this is, like, I think his first, like, tour, and that was his
God,
idea.
God, it's so daunting to think about how much work we have left.
Dude.
Before there's
any
payoff at all.
Yep. Sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was, like, literally almost every accomplished, like, man on the street could name him comedian has done at least 10 years.
Oh, at least.
And then above that, like, you're saying, like, they've written on shows and stuff, and you're just like...
They've made stuff that you like.
And you don't even know they're involved with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what Pittsburgh doesn't have, though. We don't have the make the thing that people like, and you don't even get credit
for
it.
Yeah, that's true.
We need to have that. We used to have a fucking film studio and stuff, you know what I mean? Over by Lawrenceville.
Nope.
What the hell? Batman was here.
Batman was here.
Out of the furnace with what's his.
Out of the furnace?
Everything just gets bought by UPMC and turned into another fucking hole.
Dude, this is That's the true. Insurance town USA nowadays. That's basically what they're...
Yeah. Or Carnegie Mellon. We just like eat up whole parts of like Hazelwood.
You guys bought Hazelwood?
Yeah. There's a huge part of that we just own to do little fucking stick up our ass art projects.
Were you ever on the podcast when we lived in Hazelwood?
No.
Okay, yeah. That's the first place I lived when I lived in Pittsburgh.
So. I like it. I think it's really charming.
You're probably down below the tracks in that new development thing. Is that what they're doing?
Yes, that kind of like big slag pit. pit thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
It's pretty epic, dude. When I moved here, that was just a huge, I mean, talking two football fields huge, abandoned building. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Maybe bigger than two football fields, honestly.
Yeah.
And then they peeled all of the sheet metal off of it and left the I-beams, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they built buildings inside the building because the building was so huge.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
it is fun. Cool. So, like, there's these modern, like, office robot buildings. I think there's some robot shit down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they're just surrounded by, like, rusty I-beams that are all riveted together. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it looks neat. And I don't think it's always bad for, like, a big thing to buy up things that would otherwise just turn into shit. But usually the big thing is some, you know, hospital or something boring. I don't know. It's just not that. Sometimes it's just like you got to take it as it is.
Carnegie Mellon is just in Pittsburgh, probably not.
Technically, there is one other location.
Where is it?
Qatar.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I was in Qatar.
You think? How do you think you were in Qatar?
Because I just landed at the airport and took back.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's not a place you just. It's not a place
you took a left at Albuquerque and ended up in Qatar.
What the fuck? I mean, everyone's still speaking English, but this is weird. This is hot.
I don't know. Maybe your microphone's screwed up, Lorenzo. Try it more. Nope. Sounds like you.
All right.
You got a show tonight? Is that right?
I do.
And you're just the host, is that right?
Yeah, I'm hosting.
I don't mean to say just the host.
No, that's fine.
But I know what hosting is.
You know, tiny, diminutive. Yeah. God host. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
So you're just going to watch the other people do comedy?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, that's definitely like, cut.
Pull your little right. Pangus
yeah.
over the corner. Host their comedy cut.
Dude, you're 20. Yeah. Fucking yeah.
Oh, that's for love me. It when you hit that joke. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. I should have done the math, but we have plenty of time now, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's at 8. I'm Gucci.
So you probably need 40 minutes at least to get there, because then you'll want to park, you want to walk in, you want to shake hands.
True.
And that kind of stuff.
And you have time. We're already out of shit to talk about. So.
Well, you've been a big help, Blake.
Blake Aruni. Yeah, you got to jump in, fam.
I took an Adderall this morning. I'm coming down off that.
I'm sorry, Papa.
Brain zapped right now.
As prescribed, obviously.
Yes.
Absolutely. As prescribed.
As prescribed, obviously.
As prescribed.
I've never taken Adderall, and I think it's because... Well, I don't think it's because... I know it's because I've never been prescribed it, but I know I also... Like, I feel like it's meth. Is that right?
Sort of.
I think so. I got accused of being on Adderall the other day.
Because you were just so smart and witty.
I was so quick. I was snapping.
No fucking way.
No, like they thought I was on the come down, and no, I was just at work, just with my head in my hands.
Wait, so someone thought you were on Adderall not because you were like
yeah,
super,
not because you were
like actually on. You're coming down on Adderall.
Yeah, they thought I had the withdrawal symptoms.
You look like Lorenzo. Are you withdrawing from Adderall?
No, I was just slowly looking down, being like, oh no. I can't.
You could see like the power bar just.
Oh, absolutely.
But
my
you
percent
know,
was low.
You know the guy who accused you uses Adderall though, right?
Yes, 100.
Because there's no way he was like, "This is exactly what it looks like when I come."
He doesn't
down.
Know what sure. people right, who yeah. are tired look like anymore. He just knows pre and post Adderall yeah. people. Like that's he doesn't know what it is yeah. to be sleepy.
He was holding a protein shake and just vibrating to shake it up.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I stayed away from uppers, dude.
They're a little spooky.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, once they start uppers, are like, this is the new me.
Yeah,
because it's so easy to fucking get it. You just
go,
and I can't pay attention. And
oh, it's,
give it
yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Like, have you tried, I don't know, putting your phone anywhere that isn't right on your body?
It's hard for you to get it?
Any conversation is hard for me. Just, I can't ask for shit. Even, like, the going to, like, hey, does anyone know if there's any coke around? Like, I don't...
Do you ask I, like I'm that? Not that might be the
That's
reason why.
Mean. I've never said it. So.
This might this
You just
might
wanted
be,
to do coke for so long.
This might be the best man on the street ever if we just get Lorenzo to go out mic'd up asking people for drugs.
I've got a film crew and I'm wearing a nice suit.
Yeah,
you Let's do a little scene here, all right? You're going to ask somebody for... What's a good one? Something you can get
what's
in Pittsburgh.
A good
something
one?
You can get in Pittsburgh. Mushrooms.
Heroin.
How about mushrooms?
Sure.
You're gonna. Where's the scene? We're at. downtown.
All right.
All right. Are we on the sidewalk?
In front of PPG Paints Arena.
Yes, okay, yes. And there's
Bert Kreischer is on his third story about Russia. So. Right.
All right. And now you're going to ask Zevon randomly because you're just...
Because I look like I have mushrooms.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask the actual mushroom salesman?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's better. Yeah. That's better.
Okay,
that's
but I was... Okay. This is going to be a really short improv. He's going to be like, do you have any mushrooms? He's going to be like, yes. And then I'm like, and scene.
Well, let's not go predicting the future. All right, let's let things unfold.
Hey, Blake, remember that time you gave me mushrooms and I took too many and then freaked out?
You mean that time I told you it was 7 grams and you thought it was 3.5?
I was like,
definitely don't. The same exact thing that happened to Zevon? Yeah. You mean that?
Yeah, that thing.
What's the connective tissue here?
There's no fucking way.
I won't do that again.
All right, that'll be 50 for a quarter.
50?
90
after all
for
we've
half.
Been through?
I don't even make money on that price. I don't say that.
Practically giving it away.
Practically giving it. Well, I mean...
Kind of.
You are a good guy. I mean...
There's no fucking way that also happened to you.
What?
Really? Yeah. Lorenzo?
Yeah. Both of you, yeah.
No.
Wait.
I'm innocent.
So both of you took way too much mushrooms, and both of you were under the...
That's right.
Somebody was advising you.
Somebody was advising
you. And you had a bad advisor, is what you're saying.
I just forgot. I bought them, and then I just sat on them for too long, and I forgot how much was there.
Let me eat all of them, and then I'll call Blake up and ask how much I just ingested.
That's correct. Wait, I did do that. I did say, how much did I buy? And then you were like, 7, and I was like,
Yeah. And you were like, luckily I had my Adderall that day.
How
I remember
was that?
Exactly
you,
how much you
did
bought.
Did you die and come back?
Yeah, that's what you're talking to a ghost right now.
That's our Halloween episode, dude.
Yeah, that's who... I'm coming through the telephone line.
Can you get me a LaCroix?
Yes. I'm getting hot now.
Oh. Good.
I was fine.
We're heating up.
I had an
anxiety. That's right. Things are... We're barreling through ideas and topics. This is a real meeting of the minds.
I really do think that'd be fun.
Minds of Mencia.
To watch you go up to actual strangers... And ask them for drugs. Like, and if we had a camera crew, there's plausible deniability. The police would come by.
I'm sorry. I've never done this before. excuse me, sir. You seem to be... You have powder all over your whole body. Would you...
I work at a donut stand. I'm working at a donut place.
Oh, shot that's powdered sugar? Guy. How many baggies of powdered sugar you got?
I don't keep it on me. What do you want?
Look, I've got some bare donuts that I need
to
buy.
Oh, yeah.
I got some donuts that need powdered.
Yeah.
Oh, so you need Coke. I don't have that either.
Oh, wow.
I know they say in improv you should yes and, but we're on a podcast and we're stand-up comedians, so.
Yeah, but we're all sitting
thanks
down.
Thanks for the support.
True. I'm sorry.
No, I'm joking.
You narc. You fucking idiot.
I should take improv classes.
That's
what I feel like.
It's good if you're like
it's a good skill builder to use for other things than
yes.
That's what people always say.
Bingo, exactly.
I have a problem taking classes from people who never made it, which is who teaches classes. Because if you make it, you're like, I don't have time for fucking classes. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of an irony there.
Yeah,
that is true. I often when I took improv classes, it was always with people that I thought I was way funnier than that. Then
yeah.
And I was just like,
that's just a narcissism problem.
Oh, well. Yeah, that might be another issue entirely.
Didn't you get kicked out of a club?
That is correct.
You should tell us about that.
You got kicked out of a comedy club?
I got kicked out of an improv troupe.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Spill the tea, dude.
Spill the tea. Well, there was a lot of moving parts, but the main issue was... Well,
don't skip over the moving parts, baby.
I love cogs and gears.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
kidding,
I'll just
man.
Show
let's,
you the levers
break open this
and
watch,
switches.
You know what I mean?
You guys just get the big pulleys and shit, but basically, so I was part of the troupe, like the performance troupe, but we also did like improv workshops. Like we taught people how to do improv. And so I was in charge of that, and I was really fucking good at it. But apparently, I was amazing.
No one else thought
where
so,
did you
apparently.
Get, where did you get a curriculum for teaching improv?
Ourselves. It was awesome. So we taught improv. See,
my impression of Zevon teaching improv. You just got to go with it, man. You just got to go with it.
Well, you don't have perfect instincts every time? Kill yourself, you fucking hack. Then it's not for you. It's as simple as that. You know, if you don't know how to make me laugh... You should just go. No, but anyways.
Was it in Pittsburgh, this place?
This was at CMU.
Oh, okay.
This is at Carnegie Mellon. And so, anyways, long story short, whatever. One person got kind of upset because they felt like I thought I was better at, like, I was a funnier person. Because
you found out that you were funnier than them?
Well, they were just, I don't know. I never really got any details about this person. I don't even know what I said to upset them. But they told the, like, upper crust, which I was also a part of, hey, Zevon kind of acts like he's, like, really good at this. And that he's, like...
And everyone was like, well, Zevon's really bad at this.
Yeah. And they were like,
oh, then he's lying. What the fuck? No, it was...
I mean, that is what happened. Technically, you got kicked out. They're not going to kick out the good one, right?
No, they. That's exactly... No. That's exactly...
Zevon thought he was teaching the class. He was actually just in the class. Yeah.
He was auditing it.
Shit.
That's all right.
You're just sitting on the chair backwards. Doesn't mean you're leading the class, baby.
Fuck, that's like camp counselor logic.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just... So that was that. And then also, like, I would give people feedback, and they just didn't... I don't even fucking...
Yeah, they don't want feedback.
They don't want feedback. No one
wants anything but
encouragement.
No, I don't want to be like all boomery, like everybody gets a participation trophy, but if there ever was a place where people get participation trophies, it's in fucking college improv.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Just the least talented...
You're a student teaching the class, is that correct?
Yeah.
So you don't even need credentials to teach the class. Like,
yeah.
How do you need to have a credential to get a... first place in the class.
It's literally pretend. It's literally fucking pretend. So I don't know. I just, it's been a minute. It all happened during COVID. So it was kind of a little traumatic because like that was my whole friend group. And then it was fucking.
So your
they
friends
just kicked you off the Zoom call.
they muted your screen on the Zoom calls and
it
didn't
was
tell you.
Fucking well, they didn't even tell me I was in trouble at first. They just like the middle of the summer, they messaged me. They're like, hey, we need to talk to you. And I'm like, about what? They're like, we just need to talk. And then they were like, yeah, you can't come to any workshops. You can't come to any shows.
Whoa.
You can't basically
wow,
talk
dude.
To any of us.
You were bad, dude. They really Jesus. Kicked you out.
Yeah, it was awful.
You had to have been a
they
huge...
all got a PFA against me? Weird.
What the fuck is that? Well, you know what's crazy is that they actually gave me reasons. They actually like said, like, hey, we kind of feel like you're really
harsh.
Sounds
like an intervention.
They said you smell.
It was
you're
awful.
Gross.
But then the you're sketch weird. Group got rid of me, too, and they didn't say shit why. And the only they were just like, we don't want you here anymore. And I was like, okay,
we
cool.
should do that just as Pittsburgh
dude.
Comedy. Just
we already do that shit. We're already
Zevon, we aren't,
you know, it's
we
just
aren't affiliated
not...
with anymore.
Do any of these people still perform?
No. Literally none of them have continued to do any form of comedy at all. So
well, they accomplished their goals and then they quit. They were like, you know, we need to be good enough to the point where we can kick a dude out.
Kind of.
Yeah.
That was basically, I mean, it's just fucking stupid college bullshit where nobody wants to be confrontational about anything.
Sounds like they were very confrontational. They got together and
yeah,
sat
they,
down.
They confronted you real hard.
It's only one.
Get the fuck out of here.
They set up a panel like it was a roast and they were like, what's the day it's got to say about Zevon? And they're like, I think he sucks and he's bossy. And then the guy's
and
like,
Liza Minnelli wouldn't fucking, yeah. Liza Minnelli was there.
He's always borrowing my coats.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It is whatever. I think, honestly, it was kind of for the best because that's what pushed me to do stand-up more. I was like, this is literally the only
this
thing
is gonna
I can
really
do.
Have to suffer.
Yeah.
You're actually booked tonight, so I can't throw any stones.
That's true.
Fair enough.
Can't throw any stones, dude.
You know what? It actually does bother me. And that doesn't bother me, but it does give me some vindication that I am the only person still doing any form of comedy among the like 20 people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So it's like, yeah, you can kick me out, but I'm still... My spirit is indomitable.
Yeah, it feels it's more embarrassing to kick yourself out of comedy, which is what they did.
Yeah,
than it is to be kicked out of comedy.
Because then you quit.
Yeah,
that's all you did is you quit.
Yes, exactly.
Like a coward, like a capital Q coward.
Sissies, we like to call.
Exactly.
Can you say sissy anymore?
You can definitely say sissy.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's just, in my head, I just replace it with pussy because that's what you're trying to... I mean, that's just all I do.
It is kind of like that. Yeah, and I think that sissy... Oh, what did you call it? Sizzy.
Sizzy?
Yeah, because sissy, people get mad at you. They say it's canceled because now you're saying that women suck because sis is for sister and you're a sissy. You're the little
it's not cisgendered.
That's what I'm saying. It's
oh, you could say
that's
that.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. You say sizzy.
Oh, I see.
Instead of cis.
As in...
Cis.
Like cis-like. Like a cis-esque.
Is it cisgender or is it cis?
It's still cis.
There's no zzz.
No.
I thought there was a zzz.
You thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was cis
male.
Yeah.
Female.
God, I'm not even cis enough to know how to say it, dude.
Wow.
I'm Sisyphus gendered. I love mirrors.
That's narcissist.
Damn it, Zivon.
Sisyphus is the boulder.
You're right. I love boulders.
You ever want to fuck a rock?
Yo, Indiana Jones really got me going.
Oh, dude. That was like softcore for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. That's some steamy late night HBOs.
Leather hats and big rocks.
Oh, man.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
But you're right. You're right, Z.
That would be like
I don't know my Greek shit.
It's like a, well, it's like a you and a Joe Esh. Between you and Joe Esh, you guys need to write that joke.
What?
I'm Sisyphus gendered.
Me and Joe?
You and Joe. Because Joe already has that, my ex was polyamorous. I don't fuck shapes.
Yeah.
So that's already, that would very much, that's very on
brand.
Oh,
I'm not going to use this. This is just.
Well, you should. That is one thing that we lose.
Everything.
That's one thing we lose is we lose the ability. Like when we were brand new, we were like, I'll try anything, you know? And like puns were a fucking high level situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that I try to remind myself. That's what the normal public is like also still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They still just want to hear somebody make a pun.
Everyone pretends to hate puns nowadays because at some point everyone on the internet decided.
It's like pineapple on pizza kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like you don't actually you've just seen too many profiles on a thing.
It's like hating ranch dressing.
Yeah.
People, it's fucking good.
Yeah.
It's buttermilk.
You can't beat it.
I think what I want to do is try to get as many of my opinions in a vacuum as possible. We're like, do I actually like this? Like, do I actually like this? Like, do I actually like this? Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying you want to evaluate yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, I want to like think about the stuff that I like and say, do I actually like this? Really, it's more the stuff I dislike. Do I actually dislike this? Or have I just been told to not like it?
It's all the same coin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's, you know, the same question. But I just want to get enough of my big beliefs.
It's a dangerous road, dude, because I've been walking on that one for a long time, and eventually you become a nihilist, and now you don't want to stand up for anything. It's hard to make jokes.
Yeah.
I just try to make jokes about how everything's stupid.
That's why one of us is booked tonight.
That's what I'm saying,
dude.
One of us
who believes in something.
That's right.
That's why.
Comedy's a lot of people who just want to go out and bitch about what they think is great. You know what I mean?
Can we talk about those people and exactly what their names are?
No, we can't do that again.
Zivon,
every podcast
we brought you here to kick you out of the podcast.
No! This can't keep happening!
I'm the new Zivon.
I'm the new Zivon.
It's like I'm like the Flying Dutchman, where there has to be a Zivon, and if you kill me, you become.
Is that
how the Flying Dutchman works?
I thought the Flying Dutchman was on a boat, looked like it was floating.
Yeah, I thought it was a big spectral captain.
No, it's like you guys don't know that.
No, what is the Flying Dutchman? Is it some sort of sex?
What's the difference between Flying Dutchman and Davy Jones the same?
Oh no, Flying Dutchman is the ship.
Flying Dutchman is the shit. It's like,
and Davy Jones
is the guy.
Is the guy?
What? Yeah, it's like you. Okay. There can't not be a captain of the Phantom or of the.
But I thought
what were we talking about?
Of the David Duchovny? What are we talking about?
God damn it!
There's no captain of your vessel. I can tell you that right now.
The Flying Dutchman is the guy.
Exactly.
No.
What is the Flying Dutchman's ship?
Okay, it's just like a.
Is it Davy Jones?
It's like a ghost ship, and it can't not have a captain. So even if you kill the captain, you just become the captain of that ship.
So there will always
be a Flying Dutchman.
The captain's safe because no one wants that job.
Exactly. It's such a horrible.
So you like he's running around being as huge an asshole as he can just to try to get murdered.
Yes, but then when people murder him, they become him.
Boom.
That's what I'm saying is I am like the Flying Dutchman, where if Lorenzo kills me. He has to be me now.
And let's be honest, no one wants that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want that. No one does.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a single person.
Nope.
There's POWs.
Yeah, maybe like, you know, take me back.
With punchy sticks.
Yeah.
He's being like, ugh. Yikes.
In Pittsburgh. He does it in, kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Yeah, there are guys just in internment camps that are following you on social media, and they're like,
oh my God. I'm so glad you gave me a phone. It's like, we'll torture you, but we'll also give you a cell phone with Instagram so you can watch this guy try.
I'm just glad I was born a Uyghur at this point. You know what I mean?
You should put that on your car. Glad to be born.
Proud,
<Uyghur. laughs>
Proud to be a Uyghur.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We go.
Yeah. Let's just leave the fucking R off there, dude. No, I didn't even know any of the Flying Dutchman lore. I knew the optical illusion. Like when you go to the ocean, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Where it's the light bends around the curvature of the earth because of the air.
Yeah. It's like when you see a mirage in the desert when you think you see water.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but you think you see the water underneath the boat, but it looks like the sky because it's on water.
Oh.
So you look out and you'll see a boat on the horizon, but it'll actually appear to be floating above the horizon.
Like
that's cool.
Yeah.
It's called Fantasia Morgana or something.
It's called the Flying Dutchman.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
So what is it called?
That's another name for it. The Flying Dutchman. But
I'm going to Google these words.
Fantasma Morgana, I think. Something like that. Blake always Fantasma shakes his head Morgana. Whenever I know anything about fucking anything.
Just trying to show
No, dude. Oh, never mind. I don't know.
Yeah, Blake knows about Phantasmagora.
It does not come up.
He just didn't want
to. That's not even on Google, dude.
I'll have to look it up. I'll find it.
Wow.
I'll find it.
Are you a fake physicist?
No.
Just that's not making even up words.
I'm not.
All right.
Are you on physics? Is that your deal?
Am I on it?
Or are you? Have you been getting
three
engineered?
CCs. No, I'm still doing physics. That's my thing.
You think there's any future? Will physics be around in the future? I mean, that's what I'm...
God, I really fucking hope so.
We still have physics in the 2027?
That's not even that far away. Give me something like 3002.
We could nuke this place before then, dude.
That's true.
That's what they want you to believe. It's probably true. Who knows? Maybe that's what they want.
My job will be around forever. There's always going to be mentally ill people.
That's true. Yeah. Be corralled.
Yeah.
What do you corral people?
I work over at Western Psych as a milieu therapist.
What is a milieu?
The milieu is the area whenever you have an inpatient like population, so a bunch of people come in. The milieu is the area that they stay in, pretty much.
It's funny because you're shaping people and you call it milling them.
Yep, that's it. That's the reason they do
milieu,
it.
You milieu, dude.
No, milieu is... milieu, dude. Milieu means middle space in French, so it's supposed to be like the middle...
In lieu of?
Nope.
Yeah, it's like
no,
we're...
I think that's where... isn't that where that comes from?
No, it's middle space. It's French for middle space.
Oh, okay.
It means you were crazy, now you're less crazy, and in the future, you'll be out of here.
That's the hope.
That's the idea?
That's the fucking hope.
Doesn't happen a lot.
I'll ask them to bring me down there, my next breakdown.
Yeah. You can come.
I know Lauren. I know Lo.
Excuse me.
Is it depressing as hell?
Oh, it's horrifying.
It seems like it would not... I mean, look, God bless you, because somebody's got to take the burden on, but it seems like a very depressing job.
It is, you know? And I'm not sure if I can take... I'm not sure I'm strong enough, to be honest.
Dude, there's no point in quitting. I mean, there's no shame. Shame. There's no shame.
Never stop.
Douglas locks me.
If I ever find out you quit that job, I'm going to break your legs.
Yeah, man. No, it's really hard. But, and, you know, my chest hurts all day that I'm there.
From laughing at them?
From laughing. It's like... my chest, my throat.
There's nobody there, you fucking psychopath. You're
pointing directly at Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm, yeah. No.
Just see him in there all day.
As your heart is breaking.
Yeah, my heart's breaking all day.
Well, then why is your chest hurting, Lorenzo?
Because my heart's in my chest.
Okay, are you being honest? Is that why it just, ouch?
Oh, no, it's just...
It gets him in the feels,
no, it's
dude.
Just like anxiety.
I see.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because you're going to get shanked.
No, like they're not... I was going to say they're not violent. They're not not violent. Most of them aren't. But it's just like... just a very worrisome, bad vibes. It's not
dude. Yeah, I can believe there's a lot of bad vibes.
Yeah,
man.
You know.
I'm like, this room's got a lot of experience that I don't ever want to have.
I have a customer service job where the customer is sometimes at the lowest point in their life.
Yeah. And they're always right.
The customer's always right.
Yeah.
But you have to say no to them all the time for very like reasonable things.
Yeah.
Just because they're just like, ah, man, someone found a way to kill themselves with a Gatorade bottle, so no more Gatorade.
So no more Gatorade.
They need to have employees at the lowest points of their lives.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
We should switch jobs, dude.
Mm-hmm. Gas station.
You wash the dishes. All
do you have to have an education to do that?
Yeah, generally they have like a bachelor's degree in psych, or if you take enough like psych classes and then like also like prove like, hey, I'm studying this, I know what I'm doing, I have plans to like do this in the future, they'll accept you. But
and so do you feel like you made a mistake?
I don't know. I feel like, so like my eventual goal is to go into like talk therapy, you know, counseling and doing that. And the problem with it is it's not
like
quite,
you and one patient is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And then come to an office and leave and you do the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the problem is that's not the goal of Western Psych. The goal is stabilization.
Yeah.
It's to have someone who is like clearly oftentimes like in danger or is totally unhinged from reality.
Right.
And it's to stabilize them to a point where they can re-enter society in a way that is safe for them and safe for
other people. It's like return business.
Yeah.
Because if you can stabilize them but don't fix them, which I don't know if you can fix them, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. But if you can stabilize them and just send them out, statistically, they're coming back. What is it called? Recidivism? Yeah,
there's definitely some recidivism. Yeah. You'll have patients that like come back after a couple weeks, or I've only been there like a month, keep in mind. So I'm just figuring this out at this point. But like, yeah, I mean, because there's no like cure for things like schizoaffective disorder or schizophrenia.
Right.
Like psychology is not an exact science at all.
Science isn't an exact science.
Very true.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking sucks.
Yeah, dude. It does. Psychiatry or psychology and all that jazz is like, I mean, it's got to be right up there with cancer ward. You know what I mean?
No, it's not bad. Like, most of the time, people are chill. It's just every once in a while, someone comes in and they're just like, oof, this place is bad. And I'm like, I agree with you.
Do you have to hear the stories? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get to hear the stories.
Yes, that's true, dude. It's,
let's try to be happy.
That fucking happened anyway.
Zoloft bottle half full.
Can we start a podcast called Taking Advantage of the Mentally Insane? Where we just bring them in here and ask them all to spill their guts. And
do you know that we're not really here?
What?
Bum talks.
It would be a fun interview to just take people seriously who are seriously insane and just interview them.
I mean, you do talk to them, and like the goal is sort of like, there's a couple different camps of ideas whenever someone like comes at you with delusion.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like complete denial. You can go, that's wrong, this is why that's wrong. Hopefully with like some compassion. And other people are just like, yeah, whatever, dog. This is fucking cool. Yeah, you know, I'll give.
Want to play Halo?
Yeah, we can play Halo until you're a little calmer.
What do they watch / play most there at the...
Very Smash restricted. Bros, that's
what they're mean. Awake.
No fighting.
No fighting, wow. Yeah.
No fighting. Most movies with violence, sex, drugs, things like that are banned.
Lame.
Shoelaces or no shoelaces?
No shoelaces, no shoes. Janet,
when I was
no
in the shoes? Psych ward, everyone was watching Breaking Bad. Like, I was telling you, it was so cool.
That is fucking insane to me. Where people That's are, like, funny. Breaking down in the desert and shooting each other. And
next thing you know, they think that they've got people watching them, and the fucking the cartel wants their head.
Yeah, you're like, nudge
you. Doesn't seem smart.
Oh, God. Okay, so they can't watch anything. Is it all just board games?
There's some board games, but to be honest, they don't play them that often.
They're not smart enough.
Yeah, I was about to say. No.
They're smart. They're fucking smart people.
Twister. Just try to punch down as much as they can in this whole
thing. Fucking dummies can't. I remember when I was in the psych ward, no one wanted to play Scrabble with me.
No one wants you in their improv troupe. No one wants to play Scrabble.
Yeah, I'm really not a
Do you just make up words like you make up
shit?
Physic.
Oh, yeah, shit. Things
Magora.
Things that I know.
Mm-hmm. No, Scrabble's great.
You guys keep talking.
I hate Scrabble.
That's my highest Scrabble moment. I made up a word, Queejimar, and I just told the dude it was a type of Asian cat, and he didn't challenge it. I was real confident, and it was fucking like 131 points.
You just poker faced him into Queejimar.
Yeah,
nice, great.
Queejimar.
Fuck you, Alan Herman.
Yeah, Alan.
spell that? You know, never mind. Can you use your own name? That should be a fucking, like, you know, like in bags when you make all three bags and you automatically win. If you can spell your own name while playing Scrabble, you should automatically win.
What about like Bob?
Yeah,
no. It's got to be like Robert Paul. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Oh, okay. First and last.
Yeah.
I see.
I can't fucking 15 letters. You can play seven. You have seven at a time.
That would be worth the win.
But you
right?
can start with low. You could cut it by two.
That's true.
You heard it here first, guys. We're starting the rule. If you can spell your own name first and last while playing Scrabble, you win.
Or even lore.
Lore, yeah.
Lore? What?
Well, I'm just thinking of ways to start his name with an existing word.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like lore. Yes. Yep.
Why are you guys really into Scrabble, huh?
I played it so many times. I had to play it. By the way, the thing is called Fata Morgana. I got it wrong. But anyways, that's irrelevant. The
fake fucking scientist.
Yeah, put a gun in my mouth.
I tell you what, I'm glad I didn't get vaccinated after hearing that. Bullshit.
That's what will happen. That's what will happen to you. Now, when I was in the psych ward, I played Scrabble with a few people. They stopped playing with me, and I started playing myself. And then I started to memorize the dictionary, the Scrabble dictionary.
What's the Scrabble dictionary? Is it different than the regular dictionary?
It's slightly because it's
what?
It's all of the allowed words, which is not necessarily all of
what
the words
aren't allowed.
Words that are longer than seven. I mean, the words that you can potentially make with a Scrabble turn. So like,
I don't know how to play Scrabble. You make words. I know that, but you can't make an eight letter word.
You can also build off other people's words though. So you can have
that's
more
true.
Than seven letter.
Yeah, if somebody already has, like...
Okay, so there's a great deal of overlap.
Wash, you can begin to Washington, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Washington is a proper
noun. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
Controversy,
yeah.
So you said yes.
It's all and it's also smaller than the existing dictionary.
But...
It's a dictionary. It's all it is.
Have
like
you ever seen a Scrabble dictionary in your life?
Yes.
No.
I've looked things up on my phone in the Scrabble dictionary.
What?
They had a physical.
Dude, you guys can tell I'm retarded. Is that right?
it sounds like you're mentally healthy and don't have weird compulsions like, I'm going to write down the whole fucking Scrabble dictionary when you're at the psych ward. It's probably better.
All right.
That was
a long tangent on Scrabble.
Yeah.
More
even
of a Candyland guy myself.
Point, he's so smart.
Oh my god! That's not how the fuck can I brag if I say while I was at the psych ward I did something that no one wanted to do with me.
Are you kidding? Yeah, we were playing Scrabble and no one even wanted to play me. I knocked all those crazies out.
I kicked these fuckers' ass, and I tell you what, a lot of these guys are pretty obsessive, so they know how to play.
No, it's much more depressive people than anything. I went because I was hearing and seeing angels. So you know,
can it literally? I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, there's what do you want to call it? You know what I mean? When you have the ups and downs, what's that one?
Bipolar.
There's obviously that, but like how.
The ups and downs. That's what you would call someone with bipolar.
I'm very Midwest of you.
Oh, you got the ups and downs, sweetie.
Oh, you got good old ups and downs,
ups
boy.
Ups and downs one or two.
I heard your daughter got the old ups and downs. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Just finish your tater tot casserole. That's the only antidepressant you need.
That actually sounds like that would cure everything.
It probably would, dude. Enough cheese will do anything for you. Just ask Wisconsin. God. That's Milwaukee Strong. Anyway.
Milwaukee Strong.
So the angels you were seeing, were they like, people with wings, or they were like
big,
biblically accurate.
It was closer.
Eye wheels and shit like
that. Yeah, wheels
how
of
many
fire.
You see, like you saw.
Yes.
Nice, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking stoked on that for real.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't like. It was.
It wasn't rad at the time.
No. I'm glad I didn't go through it, but I just like to know that it's possible.
So I the visual hallucinations were. It was anywhere between. I can like see a thing on fire moving around in my field of view to like, if I, okay. Like
does it matter if it's day or night?
No.
Cool.
And there was one.
Really doing it then.
Oh yeah. It was all me. No hands.
Theoretically.
No hands.
Theoretically. There could have been some real demons.
It could have actually been angels. But there was one time where I was walking to go hang out with somebody. And this was very much like the beginning of my first manic episode where I was like looking at people and it was like they would look at me and kind of like start smiling like I could like they were like go get him tiger like it was very like oh everybody wants me to succeed and then I would like look at the grass and the plants and the flowers and be like wow even they, like, even the organisms around me are, like, chanting my name. Like, they're really, like, they're really, I'm really doing it, Mom. And so that was like, very much, like, that
so
was...
So is that bad? I mean...
It's a symptom called grandiose.
But yes, is it bad? Yeah. Is it bad to believe in yourself?
Well, no, it's not bad to believe in yourself.
you're like,
it's not that it's that the grass was believing in
him. Is that bad?
I mean, it's not upsetting.
Let's say you're a football player and the whole crowd believes
in you. And the whole gridiron.
No, I'm just saying, not the grass, but the crowd believes in you, right? And you know that, and that helps you. Now, what if you fake know, or the grass is loving you? Is that bad?
Well, the problem... I'm not,
you're going to go insane again, and I'm trying to get you back in that ward.
Right. But, you're trying to gaslight me. I need you to win the Scrabble Championship.
Run with that, Zeebo. Listen to the grass.
Run on that grass.
But honestly, like, we always start at these finish lines. And don't get me wrong, I get that this has been a dangerous path for other people, and that's why we started this finish line. But we don't start with the question, is it bad that Zeevan was being rooted on by the grass? We start with the answer, and the answer is other people have done similar things and had negative results.
Yeah, that's true.
And we don't come into it asking the question. We have a scientific experiment here, which is not scientific at all. We're seeking out the solution that we already have decided.
So, no, I know what you're trying to. The reason why it's bad, I'll say just, you know, flat out, is because if I believe that, like, oh, the grass is chanting my name and, like, the sky has my soul imprinted on it, yeah, I might, like, write some really groovy poetry, and I might, like, draw some really cool pictures. Uh-huh. And that's, like, those are, like, there's actual... See, the fucked up thing is that, like, as bad as this was for my, like, life, like, it was a huge interruption.
Well, that's bad, then.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, that's the bad part. But I do sometimes miss it. Like, I do kind of think, like, it would be nice to have, like, this embellished experience. The problem is that, like, I was, you know, texting people at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, like, long pages about, like, ideas I had. And, like, I would call my, like, literally my academic advisor, and I would be like, hey, I just took apart my computer and my fan, and I think I'm going to make a particle accelerator. Like, what do you think? Because here's all these papers I read. And he, like, didn't know I was manic, so he was like, oh, I'm just glad you're having a...
Really enthusiastic.
Yeah, no, that's literally the words he used. He's like, it sounds like you're really enthusiastic. Which, again, is that the worst thing in the world? Not... entirely. Like, that's the delicate thing. Like, you can't tell someone who's actually going crazy, oh, hey, maybe this is kind of productive, because that's, you don't want to enable them. But, like, after the fact, there was part of me that was like, damn, there was a lot of output.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. Obviously, there's been bad fucking outcomes, but, like,
exactly.
We always just look at anything that's not like us, because that's what we're doing. We're saying, this is normal.
Yeah.
We just find it. That guy's not like us. Fix it.
Well, it's very circumstance. Like, if you think, like, we're all performers, right? And there's, like, certain types of behavior that we have normalized that outside of a performance context is fucking bananas. Like, would not make any sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wouldn't go over with the public, but it would go over on the street with a bunch of other comics.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, things that we say, that's one thing. I'm just mean, like, the lifestyle that you would have to have and, like, the things you kind of would have to believe to be, like, a professional comedian, if you took all of those and moved it over to, like, I don't know, a patent clerk, like, it would not make any sense, and it would be really maladaptive.
Elaborate on that. What does the patent clerk believe that doesn't help?
Well, for instance, like, you know, we all have to really have this strong sense of whatever I'm saying is the most important thing.
Right.
In the room right now. And that kind of attitude is just not you. It's, you can't move that around wherever you want.
See, that's why you gotta shield yourself from exploring your own ideas. You'll become a nihilist just like me, and you won't believe even in your own material.
Well, there you go. Exactly. So
I do believe in my material, by the way. It's super funny. It's probably way funnier than all you guys' shit.
Sure. You believe in that more than you believe in a
did the grass or... tell you that? Is that what the grass is telling
no,
you?
No, it was actually a bush.
Oh, well, fuck.
Burning?
So, no, but I did burn it afterwards, because that motherfucker is not going to spread the word.
That's people, why he was talking shit.
Yeah, well, if people find out that I'm fucking godlike, they're going to come looking for me. So you got to burn a bush here and there, that's all.
That's true.
Also... I think you're wrong. After that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the meds.
No, I agree. Cool. Look, I get it. I get it, dude. I get it. And I'm asking a philosophical question. I'm not asking a logic-based question. Because logic, for instance, isn't important. Because people's feelings actually interfere with logic constantly. So even if you have the best plan, it doesn't matter because someone will fuck that plan up because of their feelings.
I think, I mean, well, what we're really talking about is like, where does the line change from this person is sick to this person is just a very different type of human being? Like, for instance, like there's this kind of like, go ahead.
I mean, like, the way they usually do it is when it affects your life in a negative
way. Right, exactly.
That's
what I'm saying.
When it becomes...
And that's why when he said that it did affect his life in a negative way, I say, okay, well, then it is bad.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. What is it when it becomes a debilitating or there's like a certain word?
Debilitating is a word they use a lot. It's like...
That's kind of subjective, though, too. Cause
right.
Because
like, if your output's higher, but
yeah, I've been at points where I was, like, staying up till all night, every day, chain smoking cigarettes... in writing and working 19 hours a week, and that was like the best time of my life. But my parents were like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, it seemed to everyone else like it was negatively impacting my life. But
yeah, as I think, isn't there a little bit of self definition in that? Like,
you have to be, you are like the discriminator, right? You decide this is better than that, this is what I would rather have.
But to be institutionalized, other than when somebody does it involuntarily, it's because you acknowledge that things are going
well. Strictly
haywire.
Speaking, it wasn't even just the manic episode. It was literally like the tipping point was I tried to give away all of my stuff. Oh, yeah. That was the main thing. And that's when people
were
like,
he bought a gun, but that's the only thing he's keeping.
I mean, yeah, basically. I didn't buy a gun or anything, but there was
a very tall bridge near your apartment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, so no, that's exactly it. So, like, that was the main thing. Yeah, up until that point, people were like, you're kind of like talking weird and like this is a little strange, but like we can't definitively say, oh, you should probably do X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
But right after I was like, you don't need this anymore, they were like, oh, okay, this is, we need to send the police to your house.
Yeah, and I'm not claiming or implying other than a joking format that you're suicidal, but that's what probably why people got nervous, because generally speaking,
that's a huge indicator
of suicide to start giving away your things.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Now they told us to like watch out for it.
Yeah.
Even like within, they're like, if people start giving away their juices, like
if someone tries to, it's like, I don't like grape. What are you doing? Please. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want it. He looked thirsty.
Yeah, he's like, he gave him the juice in exchange for his dessert, but I don't think it's a fair trade. It's kind of risky. Is that a
net loss there.
There's a net loss. I mean, you guys thinking, could be a man. I'm just saying.
Sounds keep like an a eye guy on. Who's out of hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't even want dessert.
You don't want banana pudding. Do you even want to be? Like, what are you doing?
He didn't even drink the juice.
Like, oh, God, the juice is good. Yeah. Our food was weirdly good, some of it.
Really?
When I was there. Well, someone told me.
Foie gras?
Western psych.
That's what the goose said.
Well, this girl that was there with me, not with me, but like she was also there, and we actually still keep in touch, but she told me this like hack where she's like, nobody likes the vegetarian stuff. I'm not even vegetarian, but if you just order that, they kind of go ham on it. Because if you ask for specific things, they'll like really try to make it good.
Yeah,
because
they don't do that very often.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, ooh, and I'm going to put this right on top.
Exactly. You know what they're, I mean? You give them like a chance to freestyle.
Yeah, yeah. Like this, they like, are oh, actually okay, depressed right. themselves because they work in a kitchen.
Yeah, they work in a kitchen at a psych ward.
Can I get
a
hell yeah?
I was like, that's actually, so I've taken that, and anytime I have like a big option, like a buffet or whatever, I always go for the vegetarian thing because I know there's going to be a lot of it, and they probably went ham on that. Like, they probably went way ham on that. I'm not a vegetarian, like, at all.
Ironic that they went ham on the vegetarian.
Fair enough. They didn't go ham on it, and that was the beautiful thing.
They went spam. Nope.
Nope, spam is
That'd
not
That'd be cool if you could get a job.
Yam. They went yam on
they
that.
They went yam on that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to get a job at the psych ward while staying in the psych ward. For me, I'm thinking... What? I just go and wash the dishes, like, and then come back to group therapy.
You're gonna be like, what's that Face Off, the movie thing where they do that? That's the only way you can be a patient and a fucking.
Well, that's how you earn your freedom.
You switch with what, John Travolta?
Yeah, what's exactly. That's exactly right. You would be John Travolta by night. No.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have that? Because they have that in prisons.
No.
Where the patients are, they don't work.
Nope.
It's written, I believe, in the Constitution when we emancipated that there's an exception for people who are incarcerated. So, like, that's why we have like workers at the prisons. You know what I mean? Because it's the only form of slavery that's legal.
Right.
It's literally legal. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Slavery is based.
Yeah. So based, dude.
It's so cool. So fucking cool.
Zeman, what time do you have to get your show? I don't want to fucking run you over. Oh, yeah. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, we're Gucci.
You're Gucci. I'm getting hot, dude. I'm going to turn down that fucking heater. Is anyone else hot or is it just me?
I'm at like a good...
I can do this.
I'm homeostatic, as they say.
Well, if you're homeostatic, why'd you need the coat?
I am homeo... I'm now I am.
When I have a coat.
With a coat, I am. I'm just saying.
What's the opposite of... I mean, what's the pre-homeostasis?
Unwell.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because if you're homeostasis... But you weren't that before. What's not? You know what I mean?
Don't make me come up with
heterostasis.
Blake, he'll get mad at me.
Blake's that's me. Staring daggers.
Blake's been doing a lot of staring. That's for sure.
I don't like words over 8 letters.
You really don't, or like 2 syllables even. Yeah.
That's why he was a Trump voter, guys. I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Don't say that, dude. That's not true. I never voted.
Isn't it funny that people have to be afraid that? People, no,
I just
people
don't want
think they have
incorrect
different
information.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's just out funny. There. Well,
I voted for Blake.
I want him to believe in himself.
I also voted for me.
Yeah.
I'm a Blake-a-crat, dude.
I am a Blake-a-crat.
Blake. I was trying to come up with a better word.
Well, a Blake-lican. See, that's like a Republican. Blake. You know? So, Reblake-lican. Reblake.
Scalatorian.
Scalatorian. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That sounds like a religion.
Scalatorian. Escalatarian.
Escalatarian.
Spooky, scary.
Starting to get.
Halloween is coming up, ladies and gents.
It is.
Do you guys carve pumpkins? We carved pumpkins this
year.
Oh,
hell
I
yeah.
should do that.
Dude, now that I'm in like a long-standing relationship, I do all these like wholesome things that I never would fucking do. You know what I mean?
Like,
Do you like them?
I mean, it's something to do. I like that I got out of the house. Married. Like, every time you leave the house, it's good for you.
Sure.
That's my
agreed.
Opinion. You know what I mean?
What was your last wholesome thing you did together?
We went to the pumpkin patch, bro.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's like peak. I don't think there's anything more.
Getting married's gay.
Am I going to be gay if I get married? Am I going to, guys, if I get married, do I turn gay?
Dude, we pretty much killed the pumpkin patch. We were the best at it.
Nice.
Yeah.
How do you kill the...
Well, first of all, we didn't take the hayride to the pumpkin patch, which is what the lazy fat Americans do.
True.
We paid $1 less to walk there.
Nice. Fucking nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. So I pull a wagon. It's probably 3/4 mile to 1 mile to the pumpkin patch. And we get there, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. This is like a war movie of a pumpkin patch. It's just fucking rotten, smashed, like stepped on Jesus pumpkins Christ. All over the place with their brains hanging
these
on the ground.
Pumpkins are
and I'm like,
on.
Ah, just hear the music from Saving Private Ryan, you know?
Yeah.
And I realized, like, I'm walking around for a while. I look over the hill, and there's like... 4 more pumpkin patches back there that are over the hill that no one's even tapped.
I see.
See, we had all these people like walking around picking up the fucking dead ass pumpkins. You know
dead
what
ass,
I mean?
Dead ass pumpkins.
And I was like,
you just
hey.
Said these pumpkins are stepped on. These fucking stepped on pumpkins. Yo, what's this pumpkin like cut with? Like
so
a squash?
Shitty. I was just
is this
like,
a squash
I couldn't believe
pumpkin?
It. Everybody was dead just ass. Like, walking through it like people in a dump trying to find one thing of value, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Then I looked over the hill and it was just like sunshine and there's like 3 other pumpkin patches.
I feel like there's almost a metaphor there.
I don't know.
People just assume the thing in front of them is their only option.
Yeah, it was the first patch at the end of the trail.
Yeah.
And they went to that one and then I just went on to the next
That's
one. I was
why
like,
I know you're from the Midwest. That's the first patch on the end of the trail. Sometimes, you know, life gives you stepped on dead ass pumpkins, but you gotta keep looking.
I was disappointed they don't sell cider in the grocery stores.
They do.
I haven't seen it anywhere.
Giant Eagle.
Jeagle's got cider? Or do
Jeagle's,
they have... Do
Jeagle's
they?
Got it, yeah.
I don't think they do. But maybe I'll go back and
look. I have seen it You've with seen, my own eyes.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
These You've got to believe me.
I'm not talking about
Get your hands off me, officer.
There's cider in them halls.
Oh, yeah. Dude, do you guys ever see Brussels? They had... Because it was an actual farm. So they had like fresh Brussels sprouts. You ever seen Brussels sprouts on like their actual thing?
No.
It's crazy. There's like a big like stalk, and I'm talking like, you know, inch and a half, 2 inches around.
Yeah.
And then there's just Brussels sprouts that come out of it.
So does it look like a giant broccoli kind of?
No, it looks like a weird club that's like very uniform in shape.
Like
with
a mace?
With
kind of.
Yeah, kind of like, but it's just like a tall tower with Brussels sprouts popping out of it, evenly
sprouting
spaced.
Out of it. One
yeah, sprouting out
See,
of
Blake
it.
Blake is a scholar
with air between them, and they're not tight packed, and it's just like a big old wand of Brussels sprouts, dude. It was cool.
That's
I was pretty stoked on it.
I love.
I guess no one else loves Brussels sprouts as much. Oh, you do?
I think they taste delicious. Roasted Brussels sprouts are so good.
Yeah, you got to do them. You're going to do them.
It's like the only vegetable that tastes like sweet after you cook it.
No. Lots of vegetables taste
sweet. Well, I guess
carrots. Brussels sprouts one of the least sweet. Am I right?
Am I high?
They're not that sweet.
They're not sweet. They're almost bitter.
Maple
they're
syrup bitter. On them.
Yeah. Lorenzo's over here like, they're bitter.
Maybe I just black out and I'm eating like Sour Patch Kids instead. I'm like, wow, really?
You're talking about carrots.
Yeah. You have an oven roasting Skittles for the last month.
What? I can't put those next to my rice pilaf. That's embarrassing.
Woo, some couscous would be
a
great accompaniment.
As a physicist, you would think you would understand that when you cook it, you caramelize and create sugars.
Yeah, you should be able to understand the whole world, Z.
No kidding, dude.
Yeah, dude.
How about that? And yet, I'm the one with the most questions.
Wow. I got questions.
I'm out of questions.
That could be your special title.
I'm out of questions. Blake Scullis. I'm out of questions. Yeah, that's true, because then you can just tell your opinion the whole time, and anytime there's no way. I'm not interested, dude.
There was a guy I saw the other day that at the end of his set, he said, and if there's no more questions, I've been Sean Murphy, and then he got off. I thought that was a good way of. He was opening for Mark Normand.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I heard a guy last night at the open mic. It was so funny, and I'm not putting any shade on this guy because I think people should be able to say whatever they want. And no one realized what had happened except for me, which means it probably didn't happen since I'm the only one who observed it. but that being said, he was doing like a thing. I think he was going to talk to a guy on the phone, like customer service, and he's like, I want to do the accent, but I won't. And then the whole crowd laughs because they're like, yeah, you can't do the accent. That's racist. And then he proceeded to tell his joke, and like at least three times he said, these people. And like the whole crowd was on board. They were all
were cool with these people.
Because they were all laughing. They were all unified by the fact that they had just kicked racism's ass by saying, we do not approve of the accent.
But
these people are... They are like that.
They are. They get up to their bullshit.
I was just like, I was standing in the back of the room being like, oh, this is why I can't with the world is so frustrating to me.
No, that's actually a good observation.
Well, it's just so frustrating for me because like I said, it doesn't matter what's right and wrong because even if you make the perfect plan, somebody's feelings are going to get in the way. And they're not going to cooperate because they have feelings about
it. One might even say if you make the perfect podcast.
That's right.
People's feelings will get in the way.
Well, we did it. We made the perfect podcast.
We did. We've been waiting for this to happen for 300 years.
Don't plug your date for tonight. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Do I?
I mean, you can tell people where you were tonight. Then they'll be like, I want to look up how that went.
That'd be ballsy. It hasn't happened. Oh, true.
See, you're banking on being good. Would you bet on yourself on a Yelp review? Do comedians have Yelp reviews? Can we start doing that? Can we all create troll accounts and do Yelp reviews for comedians?
Sure. I mean, they took away the comment section, I guess, is the area where we get the reviews.
Wait, they got rid of the comments on Yelp?
They got rid of the comments on Netflix.
It'd be cool if you could go on Google Maps
that makes sense.
And like just type in an address and leave reviews on the people that live there.
I'm going to write that down. Yelp review comics, unless you guys want to do one right now. Can we do that? How does that work?
We kind of did that last episode.
No, I was going to do one of us so that it's actually fucking nice. Yeah, it's not nice, you know what I mean, but it's not.
I feel like I need to know.
I don't even have Yelp. What the fuck, dude? Sorry.
No, I think it would be weirder if you had Yelp on your phone.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just you don't like Yelp?
Not really.
I guess
it never
I don't
makes
either.
Me happy.
Yeah, I guess I don't either. I don't even have
some
it.
Some people, that's their thing. They just go places and they review it immediately after. That's fucking, yeah. That's a weird life.
I mean, being a food critic would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
these people are pro bono.
I'm talking about people who just have like 8,000 submissions on Yelp of just reviews. Like they're not getting paid. No one knows who they are. They're just
And that's like their little thing. Like they at work around the water cooler. They're like, yeah, I mean, I got 84 views on my review of the corn dog down there in the cafeteria. I don't know if you guys saw that.
You see that? You guys
basically
see that?
People around the office are talking about my corn dog.
A
talk.
Scathing review.
Not very charitable. Just gonna...
The bread left on the stick was very stale.
Left much to be desired. Much to be desired. These corn dogs.
The ketchup was too sugary.
Yeah. Don't you mean bitter? Because apparently my tongue doesn't work.
Yeah, how does that work with your Brussels tongue? You love Brussels sprouts, and they're very sweet.
Yeah.
That they've never been sweet.
I think I honestly don't have a very good sense of taste. Or it's not like...
You've got bad taste. I've been saying it for a while.
I think it's not just...
We've really been shitting on Z this whole time.
Yeah,
the other day, he spit out an empanada because he thought there were peanuts in it, but it turns out someone just had a jar of peanut butter open in the room.
That's okay. That's forgivable.
What?
Right?
Okay. Wait. You smelled peanuts and you spit out an empanada. Are you allergic?
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Okay. Well, that's
I thought it was it though. Like Zvon was running to the bathroom and the look in his eyes was.
You got total placebo peanut.
Like, this is it.
Kind of. I think what it is. Peanut-cebo? I think sometimes if I smell something, even if it was earlier that day, everything will taste like that. Like, it stays in
Maybe
my brain.
Maybe you have a really hairy nose.
I just have a very weird brain. I think
I defended you there. Everyone else was saying, "Is he on such a pussy?" I was like, no, that's smelled peanuts. It makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems reasonable.
So what was the review on the empanada? Did you finish it or not?
I want to eat it again. I want to
give it a fair shake.
Yeah.
Without all this peanut hate?
Kind of. Plus, also, like, why in the world would there be peanuts in an empanada? That's ridiculous. Mm. So I felt stupid.
Do you think that the reason that peanut allergies are so common now is to bring down the black man because they want to tear down Washington Carver?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yep.
That's
probably it.
It's the fucking FDA, dude.
I think you nailed it.
It's the goddamn FDA.
Mm-hmm.
God, no one's exploring these theories, all right? I'm just saying.
Well, George Washington Carver would first have to be...
You're asking questions. Blake's not, so
no,
you know.
No. He's got no more questions. Okay, we'll put a button on it. This is the end. Zvon, anything to talk about? Say.
Do I have anything to talk about? Okay.
Fine.
Well,
Zvon Vasquez, spelled very simply.
It's very. You know what? Even if you do it phonetically, you'll probably get it. I got that show
Zivon.
Tonight. Yeah, basically.
Zvon.
It's like Z Ivan.
You know what? Have I been saying it wrong forever?
How do you say my name?
Zvon Vasquez.
Hey, I'm nailing it.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I don't know.
That's it,
dude. Just, vowels are confusing. They can be an or an eh.
Okay, that's
or an
true. But just don't call me Zvon. Please do not call me Zvon.
Yeah.
A certain other comedian calls me Zvon all the time. All
right. Well, you guys can see Zvon where?
Oh.
Sorry.
Tonight at this place called Blue.
This won't be out, dude.
This won't be out tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know. Again, you can see
when will it be out.
You're literally going to the
very
show.
Very soon, hopefully. Because, I need to publish, so.
Okay. Well, anyways. I do Mario's on Saturday nights, 7 to 9.
Oakland, Pittsburgh.
In Oakland, yes. It's around Pitt's campus.
College town,
college bar. And it's a good time.
They can't wait for us to finish so they can start dancing. You know what
I mean? That's right. It's so awesome.
Yep. And now it's winter, so they'll be inside more.
Yeah, exactly. So we can take advantage. Yeah. We can really capitalize.
Yeah, we can hold them hostage.
Yeah.
Please come.
Please,
Lorenzo,
please.
Anywhere? Anything?
The 28th, I'm at Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, me too.
Oh, is that actually a Fish and Wildlife thing, or is that a joke name?
I don't know. It's Joe Esch's thing.
I hope it's
a real Fish
like
and Wildlife.
Wheel Fish or something like that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Something like
that. Yeah.
Oh, I've been to Wheelfish.
We were all there on the first night. Yeah.
Yeah. 31st, I'm at the Piss Box in Morgantown. 3rd, I'm at November 3rd, I'm at Shut Up and Say Something Funny at Apis Meadery. And the 5th. I'm at Arcade Comedy Theater hosting.
Level Up?
Level Up.
Level Up.
My last Level Up.
It's your last Level Up.
Yep.
You've reached the top.
Yep.
Damn. You've leveled
Max level.
Blake?
I have literally nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Come out to Parkway Theater on Friday night. I've been thinking about it too, baby, every day. You know what I mean? But I made a promise to myself I wouldn't, I guess. But I've broken a lot of promises.
Yep.
Say goodbye, everybody.
About time we're packing in.
Were you impressed with it? I was. 8084. A keeper. Am I right? I'll tell you what. Me and Blake, I picked up Blake because he's a city folk. City folk don't always have cars. I grew up country style, so I can't live without a car. It's interesting. City folks don't need cars. It's all conditioning, I guess. And I've not been conditioned to figure it out. Either way, we were riding up to the Haas, as they say here in Pittsburgh, and we were listening to Christian rock on accident. And the local... Christian rock has come a long ways. Like, we're like, what is this song? This is a banger. We're just rolling through the radio dial, you know? Well, they're not like they used to be. And then, occasionally, they are like they used to be. And that's today's sponsored artist. Today's artist is on the nose. It's amazing. You're going to love it. This is off of her 2021 release. The name of the album, My Jesus. The artist, Ann Wilson. The song title, My Jesus. I mean, does it get any better than this, folks?
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Amen.
His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life.
Hey, where are y'all going to fellowship?